Blog Talk Radio.
The real deal, no BS talk show with Queen Akaya. We eliminate falsehood, speak truth, bring about black consciousness, unity, and self-sufficiency. It's the real deal, no BS talk show.
Waste of thought. Verbal conflict is a waste of words. Physical conflict is a waste of flesh. People will always be who they want, and that's what really makes the world go round. Unconditional love is scarce.
For tuning in to the real deal, that's right, the real deal, no BS talk show with Queen Akaya.
grateful that you were here today. You know, it's a sad time, right? I know most of us have been like in a whole nother world, whole nother universe, but I have been watching Al Jazeera News, and I would suggest you follow Al Jazeera News or Democracy Now for your news outlet, especially if you want to do some in-depth study. You want to know what's going on in Mother Africa. You want to know what's going on over there in Israel, Palestinians. You definitely need to watch Al Jazeera News, because the rest of those news broadcasts are controlled by the Israelis. You know, I've said it. So that's the way it is. It's the Jewish people that control the entertainment media, everything we do. Mostly things are being blocked on Facebook, Instagram, because, you know, they own it. So, you know, we need to own our own stuff, right? Because we definitely cannot rely on other people to give us the knowledge that we need. It's like, how do we expect the oppressor to educate your children on what's really going on? That's why they're trying to pass all these laws and whatnot to make sure you don't educate your children, that they don't have to educate your children about your history. So as we look at the history, word history, you know, his story, her history, her story, we look at the whole fact that in 1948, after the war was over with, it was a dirty trick, actually, when we look at the whole Israeli and the Palestinians kerfuffle, I will say, when they were given that land, supposedly, by the British after the war was over. They felt like a great service needed to be given unto the Jewish people for the atrocities they went through in Germany with Adolf Hitler, I think was his proper name, Zip Dan Fool. At any rate, you know, he tried to eliminate the whole Jewish race. And I remember my grandfather fought in that war, got gassed, and came home a wounded veteran, had the Purple Heart and all that. But at any rate, you know, after that war was over, they needed somewhere to go. They didn't want to stay around this Holocaust people, which is understandable, right? So, of course, they gave them the land to the Palestinians. And they liked the infighting. From that point on, they sent 750,000 Jews to that area, and they moved those Palestinians out their land. And ever since then, there has been clashes, there has been wars, there has been just the most atrocity of mankind. You know, they've been stealing their land bit by bit, piece by piece. They have what they call the settlers, which are armed guards at the United States, our United States, our beloved United States, have been bankrolling this. We've been giving these people, what, $3 billion or $3 trillion every year? It might be billion. It may be. I could be off. I'll check my figures. But ever since they've been in position, this has been the plan. And so inch by inch, mile by mile, land by land, what they say, land, river, ocean, sea, whatever, they have been taken over. And they've been pushing the Palestinians completely into this one area where there's like, you know, 2.5 million people living in the most, I don't even know what I could call it, dense property. It's not, I don't even believe it's 40 miles long. It's a small area for almost 3 million people or 2.5 million. So these people have been fighting and skirmishing and begging, you know, but they controlled everything. They controlled the water. They controlled the gas. They controlled the food. They controlled the medical care. They control whether you can go across the street, if you could go to Israel and get a job and work as a slave for pennies. They control whether, you know, you could go across the street and visit whomever or whatever. They had so much fortified around their encampment where either you got electrocuted if you made it to the gate or the fence at all to try to jump it. Chances are you're going to be electrocuted or you're going to be shot down. You've seen the stuff on the news where you see children throwing rocks at the soldiers and the soldiers just killing them. This stuff has been going on for 70 years. And even though I want to say this as well, my condolences to the Israel's, the Jewish people that lost 1,400 people and supposedly 200 people were kidnapped. And I say supposedly, alleged, because if you have the fortified, I don't want to say this, if you have a right to look at everything they're doing, you know, let's just face it, I think it was, what, last year that they came out with this technology that went on people's phones so they could spy on them. They had the best spying system in the world, and they sold it to Cuba, they sold it to Germany, they sold it all over the world, they sold it to the U.S. I forget exactly what it's called, but there's some technology that they have. They could count and see how many eyelashes you have, what you're doing, when you're doing it. So you don't think they had that on these Palestinian people? So for them to, you know, escape, because that's what it would have been, an escape, and then go and kidnap these people and then go and kill all these people, I don't know. I find it very hard to believe. And I don't believe they're the barbaric people that they claim that they are. Because you know what? Just like they say about any other race of people that they want to have an issue with, they want to make them out to be barbaric, demonized, most lowest kind of person on the planet, the most despicable person, the person that doesn't deserve to breathe air. That's what they got us thinking that these people are. Just like they have them thinking this is who we are. All over the world, the Europeans have been running around here talking smack about every race of people there is but their own. They don't ever want to take a look at themselves. And Biden, oh my God, I'm so glad his season is almost over. You know, he was one of the tricksters. It's so many of those damn tricksters. In the White House, they all tricksters. You know, it's like a snake has two fangs. You know, one is a Republican and one is a Democrat. You know, I guess, and in between that, it might be some little baby teeth in the center that makes us whatever else we want to run under campaign. It's just hard to believe. I believe the last I checked, it was over 10,000 Palestinians that have been murdered, and most of those have been children and women. It's unbelievable. My heart goes out to the Palestinian people. And I want to say this too. My heart also goes out to my Jewish brothers and sisters. Because, you know, when you think about the art of murder, the art of killing, the art of blowing up people, the art of pulling the trigger, something happens to the oppressor. I don't know if they feel it, if it's later on. It messes with their psyche. It cannot be that they go unscathed from this whole situation. I don't want to mention his name, but I know that there's got to be some real bona fide hatred and fear and intimidation in order for you to murder 10,000 people in less than a month. It reminds me of what was going on in Rwanda, Africa, where they killed with Tutsi and, you know, that whole land grab and switch that was set up by the yet-to-be United States. You know, so I'm just keeping it 100% real here. You know, you can reach me on Facebook, Instagram, and or Twitter, or you can hit us on Blog Talk Radio. We also have a YouTube page where we'll definitely be putting this up. So as I was saying earlier, it's got to take a toll on everybody. I mean, even us watching it. Can you imagine the pain bodies in our bodies that we're feeling when we watch these people blow these buildings up? And I mean, they are blowing them away day and night. It doesn't matter where you go. They tell them to go to the north, and then they blow up the northern region. Then they tell them to go south, and they blow the north southern region. It's, you know, it seems to me that the master plan, I think Amy Goodman with her phenomenal work on Democracy Now, Juan, the other co-host, they actually talk about this on their show. They're the only ones, excuse me, Al Jazeera, which they are threatening to take Al Jazeera. They want to come after Al Jazeera. Baby, Al Jazeera is in Doha. Everybody in Doha is rich. When they struck oil, all their people were rich. So they made everybody rich. They could show us all a way of living. But at any rate, they're talking about getting rid of Al Jazeera News because they don't want the truth to be told. They want to sell us a narrative of bullshit. That's right. This is not the BS talk show, right? This is not that spot to do it. We tell the truth on air. So they don't want it to be shown what they're doing to these people, what they're doing to the babies, how they're blowing up hospitals, mosques. I'm just so upset about it. I have to take a breather. But as we did earlier, I did a little piece showing that it's all around the world. I'm not the only one. People are protesting. People are sending money. People are fighting back. Even the Jews around the world, even the non-Jews, even the everybody's saying to free the Palestine. Free Palestine. You know, Gaza has to be. Well, what is they? They're going to level it all down and then rebuild on it. I don't know. It's just unbelievable. Make sure you reach out at 224-531-1122. And during showtime, you can reach me at 516-666-9889. That's on 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. So please reach out during the showtime because I'd love to hear from you so we can have some back and forth going through whatever your thoughts are. Hey, we're open to a discussion. So I want to play a couple pieces before we get ready to get out of here. And I want to just say we're praying. I'm praying. I'm hoping. I'm wishing. And I'm putting my mouth where it needs to be on this situation. I've not seen too many people say much on their social media. I guess they're scared because they're talking about taking people's social media pages down. I guess that's what happens when you're being paid by the enemy. Yeah, I said it. So once you start accepting money from the oppressor, yes, I said it, then what can you do? You have to go by the rules and the regulations that they lay out for you. And if you don't, then what happens? You know, you get cut off. Anyway, I'm just grateful that I am here today. I am grateful that I am able to do a show and talk about what's going on in the Holy Land. That's what really gets me. You're supposed to be God's chosen people, the Jews. Do they look like chosen people, y'all? And this is supposed to be Holy Land. So how is all of this, you know, it's just unbelievable. But every piece of land, let me say this, people, because I am so sick of this shit, this narrative. There ain't no chosen people other than all the people on the earth. All of us are chosen people. There's not just one group. But if there was a one group, it sure in the hell wouldn't look like them. It would look like the darker skinned ones. So that's what I have to say about that. And a holy land, every piece of land you step on, anywhere you walk, anywhere you go, you standing on holy land. I am so sick of this narrative about these barbaric ass, life-stealing, yeah, I'm going to say it, Jews, Jewish people, they need to stop. They really need to stop and take several fucking seats and stop this barbaric killing. And give these people back their land and go find another place. You know, it's unreal how they're going to come and steal the land. I know the Native Americans can believe in that. The Chickasaw, the Cherokee, the Seminole. I can go on and on and on, but you know which ones I'm talking about. That are still fighting and trying to hold on to the land and trying to keep clean water in our area so they don't run all these oil pipes through. We're talking about global warm and it's 70 degrees in places where it's normally freezing now. It's unbelievable what's going on. And we're killing the earth with these bombs. Do they know every time those bombs go off and hit the earth that it's felt throughout the world? You're not just killing a group of people you mad at or you can't deal with and you refuse to accept because you don't accept yourself, because you have no love for yourself. When you have no love for yourself, you can be this demonic, evil, vengeful human, not even subhuman. I wouldn't even get to the subhuman. I don't know what they are. I think it was Francis Cress Wesley who said that these were children that we created, these albinos, and we didn't give them any love. And then they went to the Caucasus Mountains, and they actually nursed their babies on dogs, on wolves. And this is why they're so diabolical. And this is why they have dogs in their home. This is why they have dogs kissing them in their face. This because they are from the dog family. Yeah, I said it. And it shows each and every fucking day. Check out Al Jazeera News. Check out Democracy Now. And look and see what these demons are doing. I look at my brother, he's gone on and passed on many, many moons. Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad said they were devils. We didn't believe him. You see it now? Do you see a glimpse of it? Who could blow up an area? They're already encased in a prison, an open-air prison, but you've been blowing it up for 30 days. There's hardly any place else that they can't blow up. And then they lie and say they wouldn't blow up a hospital. They wouldn't blow up a school. And then they show you these little innocent babies in incubators. And they show you people on a life support machine. But they don't even show these people fighting back. So the war on Gaza is just a war on the Palestinians. It's not a war that they're fighting back. I guess on October the 7th, when they did whatever they were supposedly have done, that's why I said supposedly have done, because there's still questions in my mind about 911. Where did that really come from? And most of those people that were in those airplanes supposedly, allegedly, were from Saudi Arabia. But we ain't messed with one Saudi. We over making deals, arms deals with them. We get money and oil deals with them, but we're not holding them responsible for 911, but we want to destroy every other Muslim. Man, oh man, where does this shit come from? This has got to be the most diabolical land of people we've ever met, that we've ever encountered, shall I say. It's unbelievable, unfreaking believable. And again, there's more bombing, there's more shelling, there's more killing. When will he get tired, and when will the United States people get tired of this shit? It's like our tax money is going to finance wars. And we got a war over here with people. It's unbelievable on how we treat each other. So, you know, I had to weigh in. I would not just sit silent and just act like life is just perfect and peachy keen, everything in my world is good, and let's talk about something else, because we don't want to look at the hard stuff. We don't want to look at what's really going on in our communities. We are killing each other at a mass number. We look at what's going on in Sudan. Sudan has lost, what, about 300,000 people in the last 6 months. We look at what's going on in Ethiopia, where there's been over 2 million people that have been displaced. There's over 200,000 or 300,000 of them that's been killed. Then we looked at Angola. We look at the Congos and how many millions of people have been displaced there. No, I'm not just going to talk about what's going on with the Jews and the Palestinians. I want to talk about what's going on with our brothers and sisters in Mother Africa. I want to look at what's going on in Ghana, what's going on in Nigeria, what's going on in Ethiopia and the Tigris. That whole area there, they've been under a clash for 2 years. You know, and most of those people are displaced, living in these little huts. And then we look at Chicago, we look at New York, we look at all these sanctuary cities where they say, okay, we love everybody, you can come here, but now they're running out of money and they want to put these people in tents. And it gets below zero. So, you know, in most of these cities. And how are these people supposed to survive? I think in the last 90 days, they spent over $90 million to house these people. These illegal aliens that's coming in are these illegal people that they want to talk about. So, you know, there's trouble everywhere. Everywhere, every place we look, there's a lot of stuff going on. And one day, it's going to have to all come to an end. I don't know if we'll ever be able to get past this. I guess we'll be in therapy for the rest of our lives, because how in the world are we supposed to cope with this? This is unbelievable. You know, as I was listening to this whole Democracy Now! News show, they were talking about, I could hear the Arab people, Palestinian doctors and lawyers, and mostly doctors were talking about the Nakba. And I said, what the hell is a Nakba? So I went to look the word up. I had to tell it to my secret friend over here, Cities, and ask her, what the hell is a Nakba? And I went to look it up, and he said it's between the sword and the neck. There's a little area between the before the sword hits the neck. So this is what they described that happened to them when they came into their land. And it's been happening to them ever since they've been there. No country wants to give Palestine the right to have their own state, their own government, their own world, their own country, at the very least. You know, it goes to show me, just me, maybe not you, because a lot of us are people of color. We're the most forgiving. We want to, you know, go and hug the murderer. We want to go and hug the police officer who killed your child. We want to go and, you know, pray for them, and we want to anoint them, and we want to be so holy, and we want to be so above, and we want to be so, everything is okay, and we forgive you, and it's all forgiven, because we don't have that killer instinct. No matter what we say, we can hate each other. We can go out and murder one another, but far as going out here to do something to some other group of people, which made themselves a god over us, which is the opposite way around, to be honest. But for some reason, we don't have this hatred. We don't have this hatred that lingers on and on and on. No, we are most loving, forgiving, you know, in church every Sunday, on Wednesday, in Bible study, Friday, and another service. You know, and these supposed to be, these other people are supposed to be so holy, but that's what gets me to this land. It's like I said earlier, there's no holier land than any land that you stand. You make the land holy. You are holy. You are the natural. You are. So anyway, I'm running out of time. It's only 2 minutes left. I wanted to play a little piece of Stevie.
My loving friend, here's your friendly announcer. I've serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. That those in need of love today, don't delay, send your them right up.
Well, that's the end of the time I have with you. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for checking out the show. You can follow Queen Akaya on Twitter or like her on Facebook at The Real Deal No BS Talk Show.